This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Tech giant, billionaire, philanthropist and now a father, Mark Zuckerberg has welcomed his new daughter into the world and at the same time announced that he and his wife are going to give away 99% of their shares in Facebook, currently valued at $45 billion during their lifetimes. Mr. Zuckerberg made the statement, inevitably, on his Facebook page. He said he and his wife, Priscilla Chan, are donating their fortune to good causes because they want to make the world a better place for Max to grow up in. Well, let's find out more now from our technology reporter, Dave Lean, who's in San Francisco. Hello there, Dave. So they're going to form a new organisation, aren't they, which will channel the funds into good causes. What have you heard about how they'll sell off their shares?
Well, they said they're going to sell, like you mentioned, just there, $45 billion worth. At least that's what they're worth at the moment. And that's going to happen at a rate of around $1 billion per year, they say. So that's going to be a very gradual process, but certainly a significant injection of cash into the Chan Zuckerberg initiative, which is what they've called it. But they do crucially say that Mark will keep control of the company for the foreseeable future. So it's not so much Mark giving Facebook away, just channeling his wealth into this cause. So it's a huge pledge and one that we weren't really expecting. But it'd be interesting to see where exactly those funds go and what initiatives they take up early on.
And already the great and the good in the philanthropic world have come out in support of his pledge, haven't they? The likes of Warren Buffett and Michael Bloomberg.
Yes, Warren Buffett said, on behalf of future generations, he thanks the Zuckerbergs, the Chan Zuckerbergs. And Michael Bloomberg had an interesting quote. He said, Mark's decision shows that when it comes to philanthropy, 30 is the new 70, this idea that you give your money away as you're earning it, as opposed to waiting perhaps until you no longer live to pass on your money to different generations. So it's certainly been welcomed by a number of hugely influential people. And I guess it also carries on Mark Zuckerberg's repositioning of himself as being less of a tech CEO and more of a figure in global politics even. It's really a continuation of some of the things he's done this year when it comes to meeting prime ministers and talking to highly influential people. It's pushing that agenda on further.
Okay, Dave Lee in San Francisco, many thanks. To Wall Street now, and investors have been looking at the latest factory order numbers which came out from the Institute of Supply Management, and it could have been better news for the US, as Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading told me earlier.
No, it was a bad number, and I think we're back into this crazy mode of Wall Street where bad news is good news, and the number came out at 48.6. That's just an index institute, manufacturing index. 50 is the level of where people say if it's below 50, it could signal contraction, and above 50 is good. So we're back below 50, which in crazy Wall Street terms means that's good because maybe the Fed won't raise interest rates as fast. So everyone's expecting a rate rise the next meeting, which is December 16th. There's about 70% chance of a rate rise, but now they're hoping that it could just be a one and done for a while.
Were there any other stocks in particular that made certain significant movements today?
The autos were moving around, but actually ended up pretty much unchanged. The actual auto sales came out pretty good, 18.2 million November annualized sales, which is a very good number. Some were better than expected, some weren't. Volkswagen, as expected, was down 25% year over year, so that was pretty bad for them. U.S. sales, GM was up 1.5%, Ford was up 0.3%. So, overall mixed, but I think what's driving auto sales right now, again, is low rates and cheap gasoline, and consumers are, buying cars still.
But despite those low rates and cheap gasoline, it seems that the emissions scandal hanging over Volkswagen didn't make much difference for them. Customer confidence has had a dent, really, after this scandal.
Yeah, it certainly did. But, these big companies, we've seen this before in other industries where they've had these scandals and then they tend to, they'll settle it or whatever it may be, and then they tend to come back. So, I wouldn't put a fork in them yet, as they say.
And that was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1% at 17,888. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.6% at 63.95.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.